Now, the latest from Cairo News Radio and MyNorthwest.com.
I'm Paul Holden. A coalition of local stakeholders believes it can get the vast majority of people who are homeless in downtown Seattle off the streets by this time next year. Cairo News Radio's Nicole Jennings explains.
The Project for Zero, led by King County, the City of Seattle, and dozens of nonprofits and businesses, is putting $10 million this year alone toward homelessness relief. County Executive Dow Constantine tells us it's different from other measures because it will provide caseworkers for each person on the streets.
This money really helps put one of the missing pieces in place, and that is these peer navigators. That is the critical piece of helping someone out of homelessness and helping them stay housed.
He says this will get hundreds of people into housing this year. Nicole Jennings, Cairo News Radio.
They hope to expand the plan outside of Seattle into the East Side and South King County. Booking your spring getaway? Starting Thursday, Alaska Airlines has new flights from Painfield and Everett. Boeing 737s are now leaving daily to Las Vegas and Phoenix. Cairo 7 TV's Gary Horker says this is a big deal.
Because until today, the biggest Alaska jet you'd see in its 12 daily flights was an Embraer E175, which is a smaller commuter jet. That bigger 737 more than doubles the capacity to 180 people.
Governor Inslee says as the state drops mask and proof of vaccine requirements, private companies and local governments are free to set their own rules.
The state is stepping back from a mandate. Other parts of our democracy still have their voices, and I hope that those will be made with as much peace and respect for diverse opinions as possible.
Governor Inslee says 1,000 residents died of COVID last month. On March 1st, the state is dropping most proof of vaccine requirements to participate in activities. On March 21st, you will no longer need to wear a mask inside most buildings. Cloudy and kind of chilly with lows in the mid-40s for your Cairo News Radio forecast overnight tonight. Cloudy for your Friday. Highs only getting to the high 40s. I'm Paul Holden, Cairo News Radio.
Your best source for local news, serving Western Washington and the world with a Cairo News Radio app. Always streaming live on your smart speakers. You're listening to Cairo News Radio, Northwest News.